glory of the angel. Years after, the same young man was on duty nights in the hospital at St. Helena's Sanitarium. He assisted doctors Rand and Klingerman in the surgery, and then was on duty from 7 p.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning. One morning, about 2:15, he was undressing, his light was still on, preparing to retire when the most beautiful light made his room like daylight, but it was a different kind of a light than he had ever seen. Electric lights at that time were the little carbon lamps that only gave off about 40 watts, 20 watt lights. Yeah, no more than 20 watts. He was so startled that he whirled around to see where that wonderful light was coming from. He had a room on the back side of a small cottage so situated that he could look straight over to the windows of Sister White's sleeping and writing rooms in Elmshaven. In 1979, he went back there and visited those rooms to have some of his own questions answered. That beautiful light was coming from Sister White's writing room. He clearly saw her get up out of bed, throw her bedroom robe around her shoulders, sit down in her writing chair, and start taking notes. Now, he couldn't see any features, but he could clearly see a form of someone standing there by her, clothed in that glorious light. Sister White would look up as though she were talking with someone, then take some notes. And this continued for some time, and then the light vanished. It happened the next night, and then the next night, for several nights. Then one morning he was taking a walk down the hill from the old sanitarium toward Elmshaven when he met Herbert and Henry, the grandsons of Sister E.G. White. He loved those boys. They were about 16 years old at that time and on their way up to their little print shop at the sanitarium. He had his camera with him that morning and took a picture of the twins. He still has that picture, and he'd be glad to let you see it. He asked the twins what their grandma was doing nights. One of them said he hoped she was sleeping, and then the other one said, "Oh, I remember now. The other morning I was busy eating and not paying any attention to the conversation going on around the table when all at once I heard Grandma quietly tell Daddy that the angel Gabriel had been helping her on her manuscript." "What manuscript?" "They said it was to be a book." "What book?" "Well, it's to be called the Acts of the Apostles. He asked them to try to get the first book off the press. A few months later, they brought him a copy. Whether it was the first or not doesn't matter. Hereafter, when you read that book, Acts of the Apostles, remember what I have told you. I saw the glory of the angel as he assisted E.G. White in working on her final manuscript for that book." Several years later, Elder Ernest Lloyd said he saw that same light night after night at the same time I saw it, and he thought it must be the glory of an angel.